Indonesian authorities said today that three suicide bombers were responsible for yesterday's coordinated attacks on the island of Bali. 26 people are now confirmed dead and more than 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility, but authorities say the bombers were likely working for Jamaah Islamiyah, a group linked to Al-Qaeda. NPR's Michael Sullivan has this report from the scene on the day after.
Jimbaran Beach is one of the island's prettiest, and on a normal Sunday afternoon, its white sand, bright sun, and sparkling surf would draw a good crowd. But Jimbaran Beach was largely deserted today, empty except for the wooden tables and chairs set out the night before, the alfresco dining areas for small beachfront restaurants that draw tourists from nearby luxury hotels. Last night, two of those restaurants also drew two suicide bombers. Yellow police tape now rings the eateries and much of the beachfront, too, while forensic teams search for clues that might help them identify the bombers. A few dozen curious Balinese and a smattering of foreigners gathered behind the yellow tape to watch the police teams work. And at a small food stall, the owner, a woman named Yani, fed the officers and worried what would happen next. Business is good, she said, laughing darkly. There are all these policemen who need to be taken care of and all these other people, she said, who've come to see what's going on. But it won't last. After two or three days, she said, the police will be gone and probably the tourists, too. She has reason to fear. Foreigners shunned the island after the October 2002 attacks here that killed more than 200 people. This year, things were just starting to return to normal. A larger crowd gathered a few miles down the road, behind the yellow tape, in the crowded shopping and entertainment district of Kuta, near the Raja restaurant where the third suicide bomber carried out his mission. Hadi, a local businessman, was in an internet cafe just a few doors down from the restaurant. I saw smoke, and then I saw people running away, bleeding, he said. But the explosion didn't seem that big, so I started running to help those inside. And then I realized it was a bomb, he said, so I just started screaming at everyone inside to get out. I was afraid there might be another. Australian tourist Norel Rocha was here back in October 2002 for the last bombings, which killed 88 Australians. She was two doors down from the Raja last night.
Everyone just started running. So my friend had two kids, so we picked up her kids and we just started running. And we came outside and we didn't know which way to go and we just saw smoke everywhere.
Rocha has been here six times since the October 2002 attacks, and this one, she said, won't make her stop coming either. Many Balinese hope others feel the same way. 80% of the island's population depends on tourism for a living. But Bali's international airport was crowded today with people cutting short their vacations. Several airlines are scheduling additional flights out. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.